Massachusetts biotechnology companies have enjoyed a banner year in 2018. 17 firms raised a combined $2.4 billion in initial public offerings, double the previous high in the state. But, as WBUR's Callum Borchers tells us, experts don't anticipate a repeat in 2019.
The star of 2018 was Cambridge-based Moderna Therapeutics, which set an industry record when it went public. It raised $604 million. Massachusetts Biotechnology Council President Bob Coughlin points out that Moderna was just the valedictorian of the state's most successful IPO class ever.
I mean, the first 7 months of 2018 outpaced 2017 in terms of total Massachusetts IPOs, which was 15.
Coughlin's optimistic about the local biotech cluster's long-term prospects, but he says he expects the public market to cool off in 2019. There are signs that a chill has already set in. Only two Massachusetts biotechs went public in the final 5 months of 2018. Moderna was one of them, and its stock has slumped in early trading.
Too big of a price, too big of an offering.
That's analyst David Nierengarten of Wedbush Securities.
From the company point of view, quite honestly, you know, they raised money at a higher price, so they should be happy about that. However, they should try and, you know, continue to make their shareholders happy, and that's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Difficult because the company will need to hit milestones to get FDA approval for its therapies. Another local biotech, Centrexion Therapeutics, planned to list on the NASDAQ in November, but postponed. The company hasn't set a new IPO target date. Any biotech that wants to go public needs investors willing to take risks. If a drug doesn't get FDA approval, the company may never be profitable. And the whole stock market has been swinging up and down in recent months. Jorge Conde leads biotech investments at the Silicon Valley venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz.
The market right now is very volatile. And if we look at the markets for biotech over the course of 2018, it's been a pretty, you know, wild ride. The biotech markets tend to be pretty volatile. But if you look over the long arc of time, you know, value has clearly been created.
If that long upward arc continues, biotech IPOs won't go off a cliff next year, but they may have a hard time matching the highs of 2018. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.